We are on page. We did that. We're on page 257. And we had gone through the Mishneh Berurah. We'll do the Beralach again that we started. Let's do the Beralachas on 257. Then we'll continue with the Mishneh Berurah on 258. Okay, so we said Kishinatlo Lahariach. And this is Siman Resh Tes Zayin Halacha Beis. So when you pick it up, right, when you know Saint Reach Toba Peros, the reason Peros is a tricky item is because the Iker purpose of the Peros is to eat, not to smell. And therefore he tells you have to go ahead and pick it up specifically to smell. You can't just say, oh, it's there and I'll smell it, or it's a fragrant smell coming from a fruit. You have to either pick it up to smell or specifically pick it up to both eat and to smell. Right, so look at the Beralach, Kishnat Lul HaRiachbo, V'davka, not look at the HaRiachbo. You picked it up to smell, to bezen nasa ki'ilu ha'priyom el HaRiach, because then you've converted to a fruit that you bedavka want to go ahead and, and smell it. But if it's sitting on the table and you like the smell and you smell, well, it smells nice, that lemon. You don't have to make a bracha. It's not meant to be smelled. It's meant to be eaten. As we'll see later on. So again, this lashon of Ein Tzarach Levarach, even though normally Ein Tzarach means that sounds like you don't have to, but if you want to, you could. A lot of the Ein Tzarach means you're not allowed to, right? So you have to specifically pick it up to smell it.
Just an
esrog on. Okay, we got esrog on Sukkos is a totally different deal.
Right,
because that's for a mitzvah. Right. So we do paskin that you're allowed to smell your esrog, but the question is why you're doing the mitzvah. There are some parameters about it, even though it's huksel mitzvaso. Right. But huksel mitzvaso does not.
Huksel means what?
It's muksa. It's muksa. You can only use it for the mitzvah. Right. Which means you're not allowed to take your esrog and eat it. You can't shake it in the morning and eat it for lunch. Right. It's huksel mitzvaso. But it's. Well, any day of Sukkos. I mean, Shabbos, I guess, is a separate question.
Right.
On any day of Sukkos.
Any day, Chol HaMoed too.
On Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to, right? Once you use it, once it's designated for that day, it's huksel l'mitzvaso. But the only thing is that an esrog, or its ikar usage, other than for Sukkos, is to eat, not to smell. And therefore, huksel l'mitzvaso means dafka, the ikar usage. You can't eat it, but you could smell it. Right. The question is, if you're picking it up to shake, can you smell it? At that point, you got to pick it up specifically to smell. Right. Those are shilas for later on. Hadasim, for example, are a smell, and that's their only purpose is for smell. Right. That is usher to smell on Sukkos. Okay. Now, if you pick it up to do both, right? So you're picking up the lemon to both eat it and smell it. Nine biagra. Right, you don't make an atzei v'samim. Afilu berchas barim minei v'samim. Shiotz b'zeh b'diavad al kol. V'chein berchas asher nosan reach tov. Gam kein ein mevarchas she'ochlon. Afa gav denenet merechon. If you're eating it, it's not. You can't make a reach bracha. Dima can have lelafukei mosk v'chol chiyotzei. Right, it should have come to exclude these other things, but instead it comes to exclude fruit. If it's not meant for smell, you don't make a bracha. Right, when you're picking up to eat, you're not picking up to smell. Right, so therefore you have to specifically have in mind. Right, someone who smells his esrog, Mairi, Gagon, Shalokhul Hariachbo, Lokhul Hariach, right? Picked it up to smell, right? Not
so
stem.
What happens when you have something like that? You just smell it because it's just naturally smelling. You're not.
No bracha. Not when it's a fruit. We're going to get to going into a flower store that smells, or any other perfume place, and again, we'll see what how perfume works out, right? But anything that has a smell, right, that its sole purpose is smell, so therefore, we said, you know, you don't have to pick it up on Shabbos, or we had this whole discussion, right, that you don't pick it up and, you know, you're allowed to smell it while it's still on the ground. You don't have to actually hold it if it's meant for smell. But if it's meant for something else, then you don't make a brach on it, unless you specifically hold it in your hand.
I'm sorry. So if I walk into my dining room and I smell flowers, I don't say a brach.
So we're gonna get to the flowers. Right now we're just talking about fruit.
Okay.
You walk into your dining room and you smell all those lemons or oranges or whatever. You know, especially if you have them sitting in a box or in a bag, and you open up the bag, and all of a sudden all the, you know, contained aromas come, you know, wafting out. Right, but now we're dealing with fruit. We'll deal later on with you know, flowers and things like that. So he says, "Avav the look of Rashi does, Avav ikri kadas Rashi does, I can't listen to grow." Behind the domestic Elias, she calls the Kavanas Agrosha, Toskan Rasham, the Gimel Al Cholkan Al Rosh, Mashamash, Lakash Lak, Lak, Larechbo. They argue on the Rosh, she requires you to actually pick it up to smell, right? Umafarish, Dimash, she calls for Tosla Fuki, Tapukim, Habushim, Shane Ikran, Larech, Alech, Alhain, the Alkana, feel local, Lariach, Velech, Gamkin, Vark. Right, the Rashi seems to say that if it's meant for eating and smelling, you still don't make a brach on the smell, even if you picked it up to do both. Again, Rashi and Gimel. Amar Aleph, the Ramasli Mevarachin, Lo Bevo Mitzoch Hasuda, and if you Bishul Shneim. Okay, even if you brought for both, you still don't make a brach on the smell. Being the Hechnu Chaloimer came to Dasa Taisus. So fine, you say that Rashi, but how do you say that in Tosus? Hello, Ator Vechein Rebbein Yeruch Vechein Rebbein Meir. Bebrachos, my ram, kulam, kos, behedge, b'shem, atosis, kshinot, lochal, arech, b'chai, l'varch. That if you pick up both, the smell, you have to make a bracha. Be'emes, betos, b'rin, Yehuda, al brach, shenzazem, ikarv, dizah, shum, kimat, kolosh, atosh, shilfonenu, yerosh, kavanosim, hu, kipshuto, mishum, de'igran, le'achila, l'chein, le'tiknu, b'berchas, atse, b'somim, afilu, kishim, miskavan, rach, l'ariach. Right? So they bring Tosis, b'rin, Yehuda, says that, since it's meant for eating, so there is no bracha on something that's meant to be a food, even if it does smell. But they're not talking about the bracha of nasan reach to beperos. They're only talking about the bariatze b'samim. Right? So Tosis does have this idea that if you pick it up to eat and smell, you're not going to make a bari, you know, atze b'samim. Right? It's growing off the wood of the trees. Right? Just like we said, the leaves are whatever, but. But the bore shenasan reach to beperos, that right, shenasan reach to beperos, that you would still say, okay, according to Tosis. Chaykos bring Yehuda lehedja betosis of pergel dvarim karosh levad heicha demis kamrak leachol, unless you picked up only to eat. Yafkav denenhu reachim ivar klal. You know, I remember hearing a shir. Someone was telling over, you know, about Rabbi Victor Miller. Bracha. Right, Victor Miller, you have all these questions that people would ask him. So one of the questions someone asked him, and just blew the guy away, like he thought he was making a joke at the shir. And he says, Rabbi, why is our nose on top of our mouth? So he says, I'll give you, without batting an eyelash, I'll give you three, four, five reasons. He says, first of all, it's there to hold up your glasses. Second of all, it's there so you can smell your food before it goes into your mouth, see if it's spoiled or not. Right? It's going to go reason after reason. But, right, there isn't any. You've got to smell your food, right? Your nose is there to smell before you eat something. So, but even if you do smell it, and it has a very pleasant smell, if your purpose is to eat it, right, even if you're getting hanah from the smell, right, there's no bracha. Kamosh kosav sham. Echein ravya. The Hilchosav Al Brach because of Gam Kumehedi Kishnel Lachlo Lahariach Lomavarach. If you pick them up for both reasons, you make a brach of Achim Rashi and Gimel Lagam Kanein Ryan, even from Rashi camping a ride to Kabbalah Rashi Yashu Bishul Shayim. Right? Rashi is if it's brought to you for both of them, but that doesn't mean anything unless you went ahead and you know, picked it up for both. So therefore, the Gra is only really commenting on the Rush, who said, "Aval kibin shlam niskaven lariach." Since you didn't have kavanah to smell, mashdim niskaven achach lariach mevarach. Says Sava Gra, the kavanah satos zom beizir masul haid lo kavosei. Right, if you pick it up to eat, right, so that it will not become a smelling, a bracha event for smelling. Right, it has to be originally brought there or brought to you or picked up by you for both. Even though when you smell the esrog, you make shenasan reach tov. Everybody picked it up to smell. But if you picked it up to eat and you happen to smell it also, no bracha. Even if you had kavana to smell it, ad kan l'shono. Right. But if you picked it up for both, right, the grow would agree. If you pick it up for both, you go ahead and you make both. You can make both brachas. Right, so we'll get, which is going, we're going to talk later on about the esrog on Sukkos. Right, so an halacha yadalad, right, esrog shel mitzvah, so we'll get to that, right, so he says, even though he says it over there, demaskim agroshem l'svar shnid ein l'barach b'shem dikru l'av l'rech v'ida, right, he's masking that it's not meant for smelling, v'shem b'vad afilim b'eis hatil l'shem mitzvah kivin gam k'mshel hariach k'mshel v'arach, and that case is different than the eating case, that if you picked it up to yotzei the mitzvah and to smell it, we'll say that the smelling doesn't, you know, that's a very secondary purpose, and therefore no bracha on that. All right, so we'll see. Mitzvahs are different. Right. So we have two cases where you're picking it up for both, and yet you're only going to make the eating bracha. You're not going to make the or whatever bracha you're going to make, you're not going to make the smelling bracha. He says, "Dili inyan esrog kiven d'likichas l'mitzvah chiyuvis." I have a mitzvah asay, or certainly drabbanon. This batal etzam machshavah shchisvah mitzvahs gamish l'reach. So the fact that I want to do something else with my esrog, right? I don't really have the right to do that. And he says, and I can't consider it l'reach avida, that it's for smell, right? Since it's really, I'm doing it for the mitzvah. The reason I'm picking up is for the mitzvah. Right? So that's, therefore, that case is not a raya for anything, because esrog shel mitzvah is a different deal. The chayin linyan pas, right? We're going to see later on that if you have good smelling bread in your house, right? It's a possibility. Making a brach on that, and he says, "Kiven the stomach omer rakli achila v'areach shvo in a rakli fisha beishucham." Right, the smell is not part of it; it's a temporary smell. The bread was made to be eaten. Al kein lo mishul hashachisha beis until achila gam mishul areach inase ki ilu l'areach avida. So when you're coming to eat the bread, right? There's a whole question, right? When people, you know, they always say when you're selling a house, you know, go put some fresh bread in the oven, make it smell homey and whatever, right? What? Right? So, it's, again, those are for smell, right? But we're talking here that you picked it up.
Dates.
What?
That's for dates.
For dates. Never tried that one.
No, I did.
Okay. You got a while before you can see what the hottest potpourri product is to get going there. Okay. So. What?
I think it's typical.
Okay, David, how many guys came to your house and actually ate whatever food you put out for them? Okay. Glad they're all typical guys.
I'll take it to go, yeah.
Not on the first date. Maybe by the fourth date.
So what, you're not putting out any food for them?
You're not putting it in.
Nothing.
No, you give a care package. Here, take some Kugel. Sure, Dad, no problem. Okay, v'cheinli v'kim v'stam om rak l'chil v'resh v'ni rak v'shob eshucham. Right, fresh bread is meant to be eaten, and you're picking it up to eat it. So the smell is really, really secondary. Alkeinlo amrin de b'shul shechishev based until achila gam b'shul reach tiyanaski l'reach avida. The smell is always there. So when I pick it up, it's not like I happen to catch it at the right time that it smells like the bread, right? The esrog always has a smell. And therefore, that's considered l'reach avida. It's meant to have, to make, it's meant to be smelled, and therefore it's meant to have, to make a brach on that. But you picked it up to eat, and then you want to smell. So then we say no bracha. But you picked up something to smell. You weren't planning on eating it, so then everybody would agree you'd make a bracha on it. Right, picked it up for both. Okay. Now, let's go back to the top of 258 in Shulchan Aruch. Right, so we said, right, you picked it up to eat and you did not have kavana to smell. Even though it has a very fragrant smell, no bracha. Bial kulam, right, is going back to what we said before, right, anything that does require bracha, bial kulam, im berich, barim, imam or barim minei besamim yatsa, right, so barim minei besamim is the catch-all, it's bidyevet, you're supposed to make the proper one, right, and it covers certain types of things, is the, you know, the lechatchila, you know, sort of bracha. Right, so let's say you have a, and we'll see also, let's say you have a mixture of atzei besamim, isvei besamim, right? So, since it's a mixture of different things, you'd make the barim minei besamim to cover all of them, you know, you wouldn't single them out. You know, we take from our hadasim, so we burn our lulav on Pesach, but we take the hadasim from the hadasim, and we use it for besamim on Pesach, right? And thereafter, we put it with our, you know, with the clothes.
Is it
Pesach? Well, if there's a Havdalah on Pesach, or...
Specifically Pesach?
What?
You specifically use it for Pesach?
Well, we take it off and we burn the chametz, when we burn the chametz, so therefore it becomes available right before Pesach.
Oh, you see, you take
the hadassim, we strip the hadassim off the branches.
And it still has a smell?
Yeah, you crumble them, they're...
So why wait that long? Why don't you just take it off after Sukkot?
I have never done it.
It's much harder to take off if they're fresh. They're dry. They're fresh. Here they're dry. They're, you know, they're crumbly, but they still have enough. You know, if you crumble them, crunch them, so. And then we put it in. So you're putting it with the clothes. You don't have to worry about, you know, making atzei besamim on it, because it's mixed in with our clothes, and therefore it's a garmi of besamim.
With your clothes.
Not our clothes, cloves.
Oh, cloves.
Right, there are people that take their estrog and put it in with their clothes so that it has a lemony smell.
Really?
Yeah.
All the things we're learning today.
What?
All the things we're learning today.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Hilkach, I'll call Davar Shu Mesupik Bo Mevarach Bar Mesum. If you're Mesupik, what bracha to make? You make a Bar Mesum because that's the catch all. Okay, Al Ego's Muscat. The cannoli, the clove, right? So I don't know what the cannula is. The clove is probably the clove, right? V'chol besamim shehem le'achilim b'varach ha'nosin re'ach tov b'peiros. Okay, so clove, maybe it's not the cloves. It is cloves, okay. So let's go back to Yud Aleph. Oh, no, actually, right? Right, let's do one more beralacha. Right, we said if you picked it up to eat but did not have kavana to smell it, right? So, api shumala reach tov. Okay, let's see that first. Hold on, did we do this last one here? You know, let's do yud again, because I don't think we did that yesterday. Kishinat lo lahariach bo, right? If you picked it up for both, either to smell or to eat and smell, v'ezem mehem yivarach tchila, right? So, which one do you make the brach on first, the eating or the smelling? I remember we saw before, right? Little, you know, spoiler alert, but we saw earlier that the smell comes after the shackles, after everything else. Right? Now, where did we see before is that I have cloves in front of me and I have apple juice in front of me. So which one do I make the bracha on first? So we said make the bracha on the apple juice before you make the bracha on the cloves. But here I have esrog or an orange, whatever it has to smell, right? And I ate some one item here. So he says, better to make the bracha on the smell first, because that's the first hana you get. You're going to smell it before you eat it, as Rabbi Victor Miller says, so that you can smell it before you eat it. Shiteka kishaoch sobyodamir. As soon as you put it in your hand, you smell it. And then you go ahead and you make a bracha on the food. So that's, again, it's logical. Even though typically the fruit bracha is should come before, but not when it's in the same fruit item. The prima god mosin eats acheres b'zev who shiitom k'tas min apri yivarach laberchas o'achila. Lo yichav nos lahanos min hareach v'achach yivarach berchas ashinos tem yareach. Okay, if you're able to go ahead and do it, right, in a way, not to have kavana to smell the fruit. I mean, to smell the fruit, so then you can do that. What you see from here also is that there is no inyan to make a bracha of besamim on a whole fruit, right? We know on brachas in general, right? Shalim has some kadim over other things, right? But we talk about it for bread, some foods, comes to smell, no inyan of shalim. Okay. Matter of fact, most things smell better when they are cut. And, you know, the gases or whatever come from the cutting it and releasing of whatever's in there. Okay. Yud Alf Apishahu, even though it smells, if you didn't pick it up for that purpose, you don't make a bracha. Ta'abele kedavish l'nasil hariach, it becomes like something that's not meant to be smelled. Shame of Archon Allah, Alf Agav Shnos and Riach, Venana. If it's not meant to provide a smell, right, even though it provides a smell, commotion for the comments in Rishi Zayin Sif Aleph, as we'll see some of the cases over there, right, let's say the bathroom potpourries, right, so they may smell, but they're not there to provide smell, they're there to mask and hide smell, or the hadassim they put on top of the, that they used to put on top of the dead bodies.
If you walk into a bathroom and it hasn't been used, then it's not covering.
No, but it's not put there for that. It's Iker purpose is not to be smelled. Its Iker is to hide and mask smells. And again, the hadassim also, if you pick up a hadassim, you smell it, smells. But if it's on top of the mace, right, again, the mace where it sits out in the sun and it starts decomposing and smelling, so they would always, all Leviathans had hadassim on top of the body, right, so that it would mask, you know, any smell, right?
Yeah, the typical smelling is, you have, those are all chemicals.
Okay, we're going to get to, we're going to get to, right, a lot of the stuff. That's why perfumes and all that, what exactly are you smelling, right? You know, is the ichor, right, you know, roses, flowers may smell. What about rose water? How much of that is actually have, right? So, well, we'll get to all that. Okay, so let's go back to this Beralach and Avalon, this Kavan Hariachba, on the bottom of the second one to the bottom. So he says, Loshin Zehu Meharosh, Kvar Kasavti Shagram Afagbus Al Dvarav, right, that he questions this idea. But Emma said, then he told the Lakaimel and Kamarish Zang to call Hech the Lav Rechabi, if something is not meant to smell. Afilu Miskavan Lariach Gamkin Rach, even if you want to smell it, there's no bracha. Elim Kain Nutlub Yad Bishwil Arich, you have to specifically pick it up, right, and say, I am designating this as a smelling item. Reim Kain Yanin, Akivin Base Nitiloso. You picked up to eat, so now it's in your hand, not for smelling. But you say, boy, it smells nice, I should make a bracha. It's too late. It's right, things that are not made for smell. Even if you have kavana, right, but you didn't pick it up for that purpose, or it's not there for that purpose, Right, no bracha. Later, Mr. Vinav, meaning the Gamma Rush Moses, even the Rush would agree. Kavanos Mashkos Shalon is Kavanah Riach, Hainish Beis and the Tila Lin is Kavanah Riach. Right, when you picked it up, you didn't have Kavanah to smell, Valkina Fila Besof, and Skam Gam Riach Lamahani, and therefore having Kavanah later on to smell doesn't help. Kumashkos Pshitim Kubetza. Now, Zayimit Okodi Vaharash, Ain Sham, Dilav Hachi, Ain Sov Tor Mukhavan Roshan, otherwise the end doesn't fit in with the beginning. Ach Losh and Shulchan Rach, the Messiah, Apishu Mala Reach Tov. Right, meaning he should have said, instead of saying even though it has a nice smell, but he should have said that if you picked it up to, you know, to eat, right, without intending to smell, and then you decided to smell it. He doesn't say that. That would have been the, you know, bigger chiddush, that even if you change your kavana, right, to wanting to smell it, it's too late. Now they don't mention here about why don't you just put it down and pick it back up again, right? Stomach, that would work, right? Because now it's, you know, back to being on the table, and you can now reallocate it. Okay, let's go to Yud Beis, right? Val Kulam. So we said that on all these things, you're going to go ahead and make a bar mei misam. If you made a bar misam, it works. Bein shariach beitz or beesiv or prishim riach. Right, all the three brachas that we mentioned so far, Adse Besam, Isve Besamim, Nasim Reach Toba Peiro, so all those brachas, if you made a Bari Mine Besam, it works. Yatza Shaloshin Brachas at Kolel Sakal, right, Bari Mine Besam, they're all Mine Besamim, right, and therefore it covers all this, right? Right, and that's what we said for, right, for Havdalah, we do that because people... We don't want someone to make the wrong bracha, right? We don't want someone sitting there saying, oh, I've got this. You know, we had, when we did this 5 years ago, we had, what's his name? The guy who used to live near Jimmy.
And Shear?
Yeah.
Who used to live near Jimmy?
Tall guy.
Len?
Not Len.
Oh, the Len number two.
Yeah, right. What's his name? Right, Len's replacement.
Yeah, what's his name?
Right,
Ephraim.
Right, Ephraim. Jimmy, what was his name? Jimmy.
Who?
Ephraim.
Tall thin guy.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his last name?
Kosin.
Kosin, right.
Kosin,
right. So he brought mint.
Very resolution, that.
Remember he brought mint, and the whole question: what bracha he make on mint? Is it atze? Is it isve? So right, he had it growing in the front of his house. So, you know, something like that. So a person's going to say, oh, I found this great spice. I'm going to use it for my Havdalah. But, you know, he could make the wrong brach on it. He could say, it looks like gross. It's like grass. And make an atse. It's really atse. Right? He made a brach latal. So therefore, we avoid all that. We just tell everybody, go ahead and make a bar mei besamim. Right? That's the Ashkenazic practice. But, therefore, we tell people to also try to use something that's a lechatchila bar mei besamim, which is clothes. We'll see our... generally Bar Mineh Besamim. So he says Shloshin Brachos HaKolelos HaKol Kamo Brachos HaKol SheKolelos Kol Mineh Achilu Shtia, right, like Shehakol that covers everything. What if you made a Shehakol Nieh B'Divaro on your spices? Okay, so maybe that also works. What's the difference? It's just, you have some hana from smell. Right? So even though achil and shtia, which you have a lot of hana, we allow you to use this b'diavad bracha, so it should work for b'sam also. Right? So certainly should not be used. Sounds like that you would not repeat the bracha. Right, since there is a machlokas whether it's appropriate or not, and therefore might have a brachas lahakel, but okay, yedalad. Then he goes through a few specific cases, right? Al egos muskat. So he says, perish yimrotzler. We want to smell this muskat. Yal kanila shikorin simmering, right? So simmering is cinnamon, right? And clove, shikar negloch, which is cloves, right? And He says, V'af agav t'chalai heim minei v'samim, b'kol makam ikrei l'achila kaimei. They are meant to be, because again, the Shulchan Aruch says, v'chol b'samim, sheheim l'achila m'varach nosim re'achto v'peres. So, you should, if you're smelling cinnamon at this point, it sounds like you should make a nosim re'achto v'peres, or even cloves. I don't know if we actually eat cloves, but... V'ayim b'acharim shemfak ben l'inyan cloves, right? So they're mesopic about cloves, and we'll see about cinnamon in a second, right? And v'har mehem askima shetovio levarach bari minei b'som. It's best to make a bari minei b'som on cloves, right? Because that's, you know, it's a shaila. And they bring down that it's the, you know, the cloves that we have today are not meant to be eaten. People don't put it on their food and expect people to eat it, you know, cook it and soften it, right? It's meant to be really a spice. It's a pickle. It's part of the pickling spice usually, and it's usually not eaten. So therefore, another reason it would not, you know, it should not be a nosan reach toba peros. So he says, okay, so therefore you make a bar mitzvah sum, and that's why cloves has become the popular item, because we generally pass, can you make a bar mitzvah sum? Okay, and then he says, Kasvacharam hamariach bekave, kesusha, right? Ground coffee, right? Now, there are places, you know, Fairway used to have it. I assume there are other supermarkets that do have it. Maybe. You know, they have, Fairway had like 50 different coffee grinds, you know, that you can go, and ranging in price, some were like very expensive, some were cheaper, $8 a pound, some were $50 a pound. Right, so, and they had like literally 50, and you go buy it, you go grind it, and you make yourself some coffee grinds over there out of whatever.
ShopRite used to have that.
Yeah, but I don't know if they had the extensive. ShopRite had the grinder, and it had some, but I don't know if they had 50 different varieties.
Yeah, I can get right. Which one you want.
Right, I don't know. They still have it?
I don't know. I remember Lakewood used to have it. ShopRite Lakewood used to have it.
Okay. Well, in any case, so you're smelling coffee grinds or coffee beans, right? They're very aromatic, right? What do you do with that?
It's true.
So he says, Keshusa, right? Ground coffee. Buhu. Chama, he says, when it's hot, Sherecha, Nodaf, Yodim Nem Eosarech, right? It's a very fragrant smell. Sarach Lavarach, Birchas, Asher Nosan Reach Tova Peros. So coffee beans are considered Peros. And therefore, you go ahead and you make a bracha on that. Now, let's go to, let's see.
That's look. Interesting because we said about the bread, it's only when it's hot.
We haven't,
about
right.
The rech. Here is someone that's hot.
No, but the smell of the bread is gone in 2 minutes.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
The smell, the coffee stuff, it's there. Even if it's not in the hot, I mean, the hot, I guess, is better, but. If it's coffee beans do smell forever. I mean, they inherently have a smell.
So really, that's how you ask if you come into a coffee house, smell.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that in a second. Now look at the Berlacha, because I want to also do Yud Beis in Sharatin. Apishu mal reach tov. Who then kishehibiu lefona besoch hasuda shemen laachila. They bring some sort of oil to eat. Shemen v'usamin besamim shemerichin al reach tov, and it's a very fragrant oil. Even shaker comes to have also the achila in sarach levarach. It's meant to be eaten. It's not meant to be smelled, right? So even if something has a very strong smell, if it's meant to be a food, right? But these things here, right? Right? They are besamim. They are meant to be eaten. So, but you have to follow the rules. You have to go ahead and pick it up specifically to smell. Okay, look at Yud Beis. Ayin Eli Rabba Prim Gun Bringing Gorm Chayodim Derachaim V'Ashachayim Derachaim V'Fakon Linyan Simmering Gamkein. Right. So we say that cloves are a shaila, but what about cinnamon? Right. What brach you make on cinnamon? And they say cinnamon's the same issue. Come up Prim Gun Mechadush B'Veiger After the Rak B'Negloch. Right. It's only cloves Mitam Dalo B'Sos and Reish Beis Kaim Lon Dein B'Brach Lim Klal. You don't make a brach on them. They're not even a pre-havel, but simmering, you should make that other bracha. Right, you can mix it with other things and make a cinnamon dish. English pilpulin, which is, I don't know what those are. Yochel Varach Bar Minei Besamim. Well, and yes, that is Nira, the Yochel Varach Lev Barach Tashinos, and the Maig Riusa. Me simmering. He says, we call Mok, human to be the Yavi Yotz, Barach Bar Minei Besamim. I'll call Efshir, the Tov, Yosu, Lechatchila Varach Bar Minei Besamim, Kedasa Chai Adam, right? So therefore, Mishmur comes out that it may be better to make a Bar Minei Besamim on cinnamon. Right, which again, we use cinnamon usually for Pesach also. We mix cloves, cinnamon, whatever. Well, cinnamon is actually like the backup. If we can't find, you know, if someone doesn't have their besamim, we say, you got any cinnamon? So, and again, Mishmaris advises to make a bari minei besamim on cinnamon, right? So therefore, we go with that. Okay.
Okay, now importantly,